I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is Method Man of the Mighty Wu-Tang Clan. Chilling. Jalen and Jacoby, man. They gave these dudes a show.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
Give the people what they want.
Quick question for you, Jalen. Where my homies?
Where they at? Where they at?
Where my homies?
Where they at? Where they at?
Patrick Mahomes got paid. He just signed a 10-year contract with $140 million guaranteed, up to $503 million. Jalen, what do you think of this big deal for Patrick Mahomes?
Good Lord, that's a lot of money. That's what I think. It's a game-changing deal. Anytime you look down at a piece of paper and it has your name and your Social Security number, and it's $503 million that you could potentially earn over the next 12 seasons to play football. And while the number is staggering, the large one, I can't front Jacoby. The guaranteed money at around 145 wasn't so much when I looked at the two people that were behind them, and Jared Goff and Carson Wentz got 107. I would have thought his guarantees would be double theirs. And you know what else stood out to me, Jacoby? The length of the contract.
Long contract.
We talked so many times about NFL players being paid. When was the last time you seen one get a deal this long? He has five more guaranteed years than anybody else in the league. And look at that list. None of those are quarterbacks. So if you're the Kansas City Chiefs and their general manager, he did an amazing job of locking up a transcendent talent that can't be traded over the next decade. That's investing into the franchise. That's what they got from Patrick Mahomes.
And there's a word that Patrick Mahomes used that I want to bring up, and that is dynasty. He saw what Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the Patriots did. He sees what Andy Reid and himself can do because he has a lot of pieces around him, unlike Tom Brady. When you look at Kansas City's skilled positions and what they have, they're loaded. Williams,
explosive.
They just drafted Edwards-Helaire, Tyreek Hill, Watkins, Mecole Hardman, and of course, one of the best, if not the best, tight ends in the game, Travis Kelce. This could be a dynastic team moving forward in a stacked AFC. I'm so excited for what Kansas City has done here. Jalen, what else sticks out to you?
Well, what sticks out to me is you put those skilled players up there and you forget about the puppet master, Eric Bieniemy. What happens with him next? 10-year deal at Andy Reid's age? Does he turn over the team to him in three seasons? If I'm the enemy, I stay right there. So I want to be the person to put this on wax. Not only do they have their head coach, they have their next head coach, along with the quarterback and all of those weapons you just put up on the screen. And by the way, the guaranteed money, Jacoby, Patrick Mahomes, that's NBA money.
He's getting NBA money.
Look at those averages per year. All of a sudden, the quarterback position, this becomes a game changer because of the average 45, the big number 500, and the lengthy number 10 years. Those are the things that make it game changing as we move forward to see how it affects other quarterbacks and players moving forward.
And he deserves this. He absolutely deserves this. He is the most exciting young quarterback, arguably Lamar Jackson. But one of the things about this is you get this kind of a 10-year deal when you just won the Super Bowl. Because if you remember, this was a close Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes got the ball, told his teammates
like
he's going to take him down the score,
here.
And then did exactly that. This is a 4th-and-15. If this is not a completion, They don't win the Super Bowl, he doesn't get this kind of money. So after you perform like that in the Super Bowl on that stage and kiss the Lombardi Trophy, that's when you go to the negotiating table and say, I want 10 years, I want over $400 million. And they say, fine, here you go, here's the deal. What an amazing, amazing job that they have done.
Absolutely.
Both as a franchise and an individual player.
And also, while 40 plus million people have filed for unemployment, we're dealing in a pandemic with the coronavirus, and companies are laying off people and furloughing people. You're the backup linebacker. You're trying to go in and get a deal. You know what the company's telling you? Oh, we don't have the money. We're trying to figure it out.
Nope.
And then all of a sudden, you're a $1 billion company, and Patrick Mahomes comes in, and it's time to pay him. You find a way to figure it out. Just business.
Half a bill.
For everybody out there.
Half a billion. Well, here's another question. This doesn't just benefit the Mahomes family, who's going to be set for quite some time. This also benefits some others waiting to get their contracts. People like Dak Prescott, people like Deshaun Watson, and in a couple of years, Lamar Jackson. What do you think they're on the phone telling their agents right now?
They like good looking. That they ain't on the phone with their agents. They hitting up Patrick Mahomes. That's what they're doing. Because in theory, he set the bar in three different ways, Jacoby. That's what I mean. You can be one of those guys and be Dak and say, or you can be Lamar and say, I want to go for the years. You know, I want more than just 3 or 4 years. Or then you can be Dak, you can be like, I want to go for average. You know, or you can be a guy like Deshaun Watson in his situation. It's like, y'all got to give me the years and or the average or I'm out. Because I know I'm a franchise quarterback. So it's going to be interesting to see how it progresses moving forward. But you will be seeing players as this deal age actually at some point make more than he's making. That's just how this works.
We will see. There has been about 4 or 5 other contracts in the history of the NFL that have been this length. And of all of those, most have been quarterbacks, if not all. None of those finished their career on that team. We will see if Patrick Mahomes is different. Well, one player that's not going to finish his season on his team is a gentleman by the name of Bradley Beal, who has just announced that he will not be going to Orlando to play in the bubble. He cited a shoulder injury. Jalen, one thing I've noticed is that players on teams that don't have legitimate chances of going deep in the playoffs are much more likely to have little injuries that keep them out of the bubble. What do you think?
When you're an essential worker and you need to pay all of your bills, you take more chances going to work. If you have a nest egg and some money in the bank and you're still getting unemployment, you consider whether you want to go to work or not. And Bradley Beal, who averaged almost 30 this year, is dealing with a shoulder issue. They won't have John Wall. It's just not in his long-term best interest to be in Orlando playing basketball in the bubble.
Well, another player that will not be joining the bubble will join a lot of his teammates not coming to the bubble, and that is Spencer Dinwiddie, who was on the fence earlier. He has now announced that he is not going to Orlando. The Nets have committed as a franchise to field a team in Orlando. Is it at this point, as I suggested earlier, that maybe they just shouldn't go?
My phone ringing. Hold on.
What happened? Wait.
They
need someone to hit some corner threes? The Nets need someone to hit some corner threes? You're out of shape. I've seen you run.
Sean
Marks. They don't want you.
His nickname is Kiwi.
They don't want you.
He asked me, do I want to go run? But I ain't
you
trying
can't
to be
run.
In the bubble. I ain't trying to be in the bubble. I'm not going to be able to do it.
It is time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, you're constantly innovating and progressing and making yourself better. And one way you have done so in the last few years is you got some waves. You've been brushing. You've been putting the oil in, wearing the do-rag.
Shout the ledge, the ledge.
We have some wave innovation. Take a look at this gentleman who's taking his time in the quarantine to wave up the beard. Jalen, your thoughts?
That's dope. I got to ask a couple of questions. I grew up with bad skin forever. And I can't be putting any kind of hair products on my face. That's breakout waiting to happen 101. It looks dope on him. He looks like a little like Malcolm Jenkins, but I'm telling you, his beard looked dope and I can't grow one. I got to get some tips.
There is a game-changing free agent in the NFL that is still not signed, but we have some indication on where he might land. We'll tell you who that is right after this. We're 2 minutes. We'll be back. Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we have a segment where you decide what we discuss. It is called Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, you say hit the brakes. If not, you and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. We start with some new information about Irvin Magic Johnson's Twitter.
Hit the brakes!
Keep it moving or hit the brakes. Irvin Magic Johnson is often criticized and mocked and also celebrated for his Twitter persona. However, he has revealed that he does not write his own tweets. Are you surprised and do you believe him?
Idol, legend, Hall of Fame mogul. I am not surprised. Over the years, so many times the public has made fun of his Twitter feed and how they felt that they were G-rated. Now it makes sense.
I think that he dictates them to somebody who then writes them. I think those are all his thoughts and feelings, but he doesn't actually write them into a phone. Honestly, that's what I think. They're just,
we got to bring him back on the show
right
and ask.
In the middle,
we got to ask.
And Laker friendly. Let's have him on the show. Let's have him on the show and ask him. Next, they have released the Major League Baseball schedule. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Keep it moving for now. I'm just glad they're playing.
We keep it moving.
We'll see if they're playing. An update on the status to Jadeveon Clowney. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
He's going to end up somewhere getting a big check. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving.
Okay, we'll keep
it
moving.
We keep it moving.
Bubba Wallace has signed an endorsement deal. Keep it moving or hit the
brakes. Hit the brakes.
Bubba Wallace has signed a deal with Beats by Dre. What do you think about this move?
Shout to Jimmy Iovine, Dr. Dre, Apple, my godfather John McClain, to help Iovine start Interscope Records. These are the type of business ventures. Think about how that industry has progressed, Jacoby, as we've grown up. Listening to tapes and CDs and headphones, and then before you know it, you build a billion-dollar company like Beats by Dre, and you influence the culture in a way as you see players getting on and off buses. Music is always a part of what we do. It's a soundtrack. And so for Bubba Wallace in his sport to take the mantle of being the voice, the lone black person at a time of social unrest, I appreciate that company now saluting him by allowing him to be an endorser.
And I think that the incident that occurred with Bubba Wallace has exploded into this sort of divisive global conversation. But I want to bring it back to him as an individual. If you look at think about the roller coaster that he's been on, his team finds a noose in his garage and he feels offended and he gets all of this support. Then the FBI comes out and says, oh, it wasn't a hate crime against him. It's been there for a long time. Then there's this backlash and then it kind of bubbles down and then it gets a presidential tweet and then he gets a big deal from a big company like Apple. It has been quite a ride for him, and we will always be in his corner. We have one more. Nick Young is getting buckets. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I'm just going to do this for Demetrius. Hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. Let's take a look at Nick Young. A lot of players are putting out videos of them getting hoops on Instagram. This is him against what looks like about a 1.5-year-old baby son. He gets the bucket, turns around, and then after that, takes it a little bit too far. He steps over his own baby. He stepped over his own child. All right,
first off,
stepping over your own baby.
At that size, soft move. Once they old enough to defend themselves, it's a boss move. But it didn't look like that went in. That looked like that one at the Staples Center.
I've seen it a couple times.
And walked away.
It went in.
Oh, that
it went
he practiced
in.
It multiple
we
times.
Have an update on who is going to help LeBron make a championship run in Orlando. We'll tell you who that is in just 2 minutes when Jalen and Jacoby returns.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit, part of Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I have good news for Laker fans. Dwight Howard will be joining the Lakers in Orlando, and he will be donating his salary to Breathe Again, a not-for-profit. And let me tell you quickly why this is so important. One thing you don't want to see, JaVale McGee play twice as many minutes. Another thing you don't want to see, Anthony Davis play a lot of minutes at the center position. This is an important piece for the Lakers. They've finally come together. That's why they are my championship pick. What do you think about Dwight Howard going to the bubble?
He's been giving them quality minutes up front, rebounding, blocking shots, doing a better job of switching out on pick and roll situations, giving them those six fouls up front. And I agree with you. He spent a long time playing in Orlando. And so I'm pretty sure he's going to be motivated not only to win a championship. I am happy that he's donating his salary and allowing his voice to still be heard socially while he's participating in basketball games.
Jalen, big news. T.I. has challenged Curtis 50 Cent Jackson to a versus battle. Jalen, he might be biting off a little bit more than he can chew with this one. What do you think?
I'm gonna have to hit up the King Swiss Beats about this one. Two of the most rugged, ferocious, bar-spitting MCs in the industry. One representing Atlanta, Georgia, and one representing New York City.
We'll be back tomorrow at 4 p.m. Dan Le Batard is next. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is making sure that we have podcast exclusive content. Jalen, the Lakers got Dwight Howard. They lost Avery Bradley, but they added J.R. Smith. And J.R. Smith explained why he is so important to this Lakers championship run. Because he can push back against LeBron James. Because they have such a good relationship that sometimes LeBron James needs someone to push back against him, to push him to greatness. And it reminds me of Ty Lue saying that in the middle of Game 7, he went to LeBron James and challenged him and got the most out of him in a championship in Cleveland. Does LeBron James need to be pushed to achieve this kind of greatness? Is it true that the greatness of LeBron James is people like Ty Lue and J.R. Smith pushing back against him and getting the most out of him? Is that the secret to his Hall of Fame GOAT career?
I think that will be a part of the story, a footnote, fine print. You need binoculars to read it, but it will be a part of the story. When you do have great players, a lot of times being challenged on and off the floor by your teammates is something that they get to do even though you're the best player. You're not excluded from the group just because you that dude. And that's what I appreciate about team sports. One of the unheralded people on the Lakers that are going to have to play a big role. I'm going to give you two of them if they win the championship. One, KCP. He's going to have to play a big role without Avery Bradley. Ooh. And the other one, are we going to see Caruso getting those minutes because it's Rajon in the regular season, or is it going to be playoff Rondo?
Playoff Rondo.
They're going to need their guards to ball. I know what I'm going to get from Danny Green. I know what I'm going to get. But the other guys, including Deion Waiters, that's why they signed these guys. These are wild cards. And so along with having Dwight up front to go with AD and JaVale and LeBron and Kyle Kuzma, I think is going to really be effective, an effective young player. And so I know JR's happy to be back in the league. And here's the deal. He's really fortunate because his relationship with LeBron and or Rich Paul also got him back in the league, even though he just had that footage 2 or 3 weeks ago, Boys in the Hood style, when Doughboy was outside with his crew and dude snatched his chain and had a We Want Easy shirt on, and he ran across the street and they chased him and kicked him and stumped him and hit him with a garbage can. JR had one of those kind of episodes when people were protesting and whatnot, and one of the gentlemen decided that he was just going to randomly break somebody's car window, not realizing it was going to be a 6'5", 6'6", athletic basketball player that could chase him down there right afterwards. So it showed me that JR still got his speed and he's still in shape. And so he's able to change ends of the floor really fast.
You bring up an interesting point, which is about who's going to guard point guards of an opposing team in the Western Conference playoffs. That was Avery Bradley. Avery Bradley, you know, me and you especially pointed to him when he was on the Celtics, like, that's my guy. And I love players that lock up on defense. And if you look at a first-round matchup, again, these are just potentials, right? Ja Morant could come in. You need someone to guard him. Dame Lillard could come in. Need someone to guard them. You're looking at Drew Holiday. Need someone to guard him. And then you also look at other teams in the Western Conference. Could be a second-round matchup. The Rockets, they got two guards that are just unguardable. And then you look at the Thunder, they got, I don't know, a Hall of Famer named Chris Paul. People forgot about him. Donovan Mitchell.
Luka's in there.
It's just up and down the Western Conference. Most teams, you know, I think that Jamal Murray, I don't necessarily think is the threat the other people that we've been talking about is. And the Clippers are obviously very strong on the wing, not necessarily scoring from the point guard position. But, you know, of the teams that we named, 7 of the 9 teams we named have very strong guards that score.
Well, the Clipper part, Patrick Beverley doesn't, but Lou Will does.
Yes, he does. That's a great point. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And he's got a lot of trophies. He's got a lot of trophies to point to prove
right,
it.
Exactly. And so that's what I'm looking for. Because the Lakers didn't have a closing five. And one of the people that was going to be in the closing five is now dropped out. I know LeBron, mm-hmm. Kuzma, AD going to be in the game along with Danny Green. But we don't know who else is really going to be getting those minutes and playing the role that you just described.
It's probably not going to be Dwight Howard or JaVale McGee, right? We know that. So it's going to be a guard. And I think it, you know what? They call him playoff Rondo for a reason. They really do. They call him playoff Rondo for a reason. There's a difference in Rajon Rondo's play. And we have a decade plus of data to look at and highlights to look at that he is just different in the playoffs. And I'm hoping that there's still a couple more years of playoff magic in Rajon Rondo's NBA career. Because I really want this Lakers team to win in Orlando. I really do. I'm sure I'm rooting
with
for the Lakers.
With all things equal, I need to see it first. That's why I'm taking the Clippers.
I know. Who knows? You know what's fun about this? Is like, you can just see the Heat come out the East. You know? You can just see the Heat. Or the Denver Nuggets. Before the break, I felt like there was probably five teams that could seriously contend for an NBA championship. Now there's about 22. Now I'm like, whatever. If you're in the bubble, you got shot. Wizards without Bertans and Beal, maybe not there. Maybe 21 teams. But it's just so much more wide open. There's so many more question marks. And there's gonna be a couple positive tests. Is it gonna be the 12th guy on the bench, or is it gonna be the key player? Who knows? But this just feels so wide open because of the conditions, and the no home court advantage flips things as well, and just everything that's happening there is a unique playoff scenario like none other. Which is, remember, we started the NBA season with it being wide open, and I feel like we are going to finish it with it also being wide open. This is exciting. I want the games to start.
And you left off one of the integral parts of sporting events: no fans.
Fans. I said that, you don't listen, but yeah.
They're players who feed off of the crowd. And then there are players that don't like Kawhi.
Yes, great point.
So great point. A guy like JR feeds off the crowd. Dion Waiters, same
Pat
way.
Pat Beverly loves to get a defensive stop. He loves to force a turnover and scream at the crowd. Like, Pat Beverly's like a wrestler. Like, when he does something good, he'll, like, run up and down the stairs giving high fives. You know, it's like he'll get in the scorer's table after a stop down by eight, outstretched arms like he just won the championship, waiting for confetti to come down. He just feeds off that crowd. He's an emotional player. I love Pat Bev. This is no shots. But I feel like there are players like that in a no-fans environment that we just haven't seen. Kawhi, he don't care. Kawhi don't even notice. He don't know where he is.
He ain't gonna notice.
There's gonna be no difference for Kawhi Leonard. I think that's really interesting. And we've got we've also got Mike D'Antoni saying that he expects to come. I don't think that coaches, no matter what age, we will find in the bubble. I don't think there'll be one coach that league will mandate or themselves will say that they're not coming to the bubble. What do you think?
That won't take place. The NBA has been at the forefront of making quality decisions when circumstances that are abnormal take place, including this one. And I wouldn't see them being a league that says we're going to start playing basketball, but discriminate against the older coaches by telling them that they're more at risk, which is a fact. But also, since they're not essential, it's also their choice whether they want to return or not. And since they are choosing, I believe the NBA should and will allow them to.
Absolutely. They absolutely should. Jalen, Adam Schefter is the best, if not one of the best, NFL reporters in the game. You know, you got to keep him on notifications when you want NFL news. But he got scooped on the Mahomes deal. Do you know who scooped him, Jalen?
Who's that?
An essential worker. Young lady, Chiefs fan, in Kansas City, is working at a liquor store. Someone comes in. Do you know what they bought? Bottles and bottles of Dom. Bottles and bottles of Dom. Do you know where they worked? In the front office for the Kansas City team. And she tweeted, two hours before Schefter, someone from the Kansas City front office just came in and asked for bottles of Dom and said there was a signing to celebrate. And she said, I think it's Patrick Mahomes. On Twitter, she said that. Scoop Schefter.
That's awesome. And if you're Kansas City, you don't feel some type of way, you do all of those steps again. Because if Patrick Mahomes is going to ink a deal with a no trade clause for 10 years, you hurry up and sign and celebrate as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, give her season tickets and a Mahomes jersey because she was a part of the good luck. Because she didn't do anything within that 2 hours that could have ruined it or blew up the deal.
And I also want to say this, and we've said this many times, dozens of times we've said this on this show. Champagne's overrated. Makes me hiccup.
Headache,
makes me burn. You can't drink that much. Gives you a headache. Like, champagne's overrated. I'd be like, listen, just give me some of that Cinco tequila that we got gifted. That stuff was smooth. I'll take a nice glass of that on the rocks over a couple glasses of champagne. You know, I get that there's a symbolism to raising a glass of champagne. I get that, like at midnight on New Year's, you take a sip of champagne and then put it back down, get back to your cocktails. But still, no thank you. I'll pass on the champagne.
That's the only reason it makes sense why I didn't win a championship, because I don't like champagne.
That's right. You actually threw that series against the Pacers, against the Bulls. You threw that series just to stay away from the champagne.
You saw me out there shooting right-handed from three.
If I had 100 tries, I could not make a left-handed NBA three-pointer. Seriously, 100. I'm not even playing. 100. Maybe I'll probably get 2 out of 100. But right-handed NBA threes, I'm probably hitting like 20. Let's be honest.
I was like that before I broke my wrist in 2000. And then when I broke my left wrist, that 10 games I was out, that 2 weeks or so I was out, you had no choice but to shoot with your opposite hand. So I started doing it then with range. But you didn't have to practice it, because if you got to shoot it with your opposite hand from three, you're clearly not open.
There's no scenario in which you should be shooting a three with your opposite hand. There's no scenario in which you should be doing that. If you're doing that, if I'm your teammate and I see you shoot with your opposite hand, see you shoot with your opposite hand from three, it's like, dog. No. First of all, Kobe's the only person that ever did it. There's only one player that ever do that, and that's Kobe. But yeah. On the way back, I'm just going to look at you. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to look at you. Like, no.
Speaking of the late, great Kobe Bean Bryant, rest in peace, who represented the Philadelphia area, another person who did it fluently, shot threes with their opposite hand, stretch 4 or 5, Rasheed Wallace. Knock him down with both hands.
Really? Like, one thing people forget is there's a lot of ambidextrous NBA players. Like, doesn't LeBron swing from the plate from the left side and right and like sign checks with his left hand? I think the same's true for Ben Simmons, who we always talk about shooting with the right hand and wrong hand or whatever. Like, it's something that you just forget that these players are so ambidextrous. And Kyrie Irving has some of that, whether he's ambidextrous or not. He's got left hand, right hand finishes, right foot, left foot finishes. I miss watching Kyrie play basketball. That's something I miss.
Well, you get a chance to see him up close and personal, because we'll be at a lot of games in NYC to go check him out when next season happens. And Russell Westbrook is another one of those players that's left-handed, signing autographs and eating, but shoots free throws and plays with his right hand like LeBron and a couple of other guys that you said.
You think the Nets are still going to give us the same love they gave us last year when they got KD and Kyrie and everyone, you know, everyone wants to get
it's
tickets.
It's going to get worse.
All of a sudden.
They got more bandwagons now.
We're going to get the same love. Big shout to the Nets and everything they've done for us last season. Jalen, I have a personal story I have to share. Live in Manhattan. When the season changes, you start to get those infestations. And I had it last year with the mice. Mice all over the house. Multiple mice. Not even one. Not like, oh, we got a mouse in the house. Multiple mice everywhere. This year, I'm sitting and watching TV. See that little, you don't even see it. It's in your periphery. Something moves. Just sneaking around. And it was happening. And it was every night when I'm sitting watching TV, I just see mice just running around the house. Call the exterminator. Exterminator puts out all the glue traps, all the bait. Nothing. Mouse in my bedroom. My wife sees the mouse in the bedroom a couple nights ago. Last night, in the bathroom, my wife sees the mouse. So what I do? I put some glue traps. The mice, they don't like, you look at Tom and Jerry, they got that big hole in the wall, the mice go in. They don't need that. Like, I'm talking a centimeter little thing. They can get anything. He goes in this little crack on the side of the sink. I put the glue trap out so he can't exit without hitting the glue trap. I'm like, he'll get around that glue trap. They don't care. They know about the glue traps. They know about that. So I trap up the bathroom. I try to close the door so I keep him in the bathroom, right? Morning comes. I wake up. Check the bathroom. See if that mouse is still in there on the glue trap. Is he on the glue trap? Nope. I guess he escaped. Probably escaped. It's a towel. He could probably get around a towel. If he can go through concrete cracks, he can get around a towel. So I don't think about it. Next thing you know, wake up, breakfast for the kids, wake up my wife. Quincy's in the bathroom, starts screaming. Glue trap. Glue trap can't trap the mouse. Nope. The bait this guy puts out here can't trap the mouse. Do you know what trapped the mouse? Homie got stuck in the bathtub. Just trying to climb out the bathtub. Probably been doing that for hours. Just trying to climb up the bathtub. So I told my wife, I said, get me a pot. She gives me a pot. And I'm looking at the mouse. The mouse must have been trying to climb out for hours, because he looked at me. Usually he dips when he sees me. He looked at me and he just stopped. He stopped. He's just like, you know what? I'm good. Bong. Got him with the pan. Got him with the pot. Put him in a plastic bag. No proper burial. Just put him in the trash can outside. And I'm hoping if I see another mouse tonight, and I know I got like a whole family, because I might have one, but I might have seven. If I see more mice tonight, I don't know what to do. I really put some peanut butter in the bathtub.
That's one of those big city things. As much as I love New York, being from Detroit, the first thing that always stood out to me besides the skyscrapers and the massive projects were that You can walk down Manhattan or Tribeca or any expensive area in New York City, and the trash on the block is taller than me. And I'll never forget playing in the league one night. I think I went to Mr. Childs or something. And all of a sudden walking down the street and just like a big rat jumps off the garbage. It's just like, it's like a cat. And I was like, yo, I'm like, is this really? And then as an opponent, you know, to try to drum up some enthusiasm for the rivalry, we used to call the Garden the world's most filthy arena because it was cold, had rats,
of course,
had mice. They were our rival. So I appreciate the story of you guys having them. It's almost a city version of what we've seen from Jay Cutler. You're the city version. You know,
I guess so. Yeah, he got country problems. I got city problems. I ain't hitting a raccoon with a pot, though. That's not what I'm doing. You need more than a pot, you're going to take out a raccoon. I will also say this is I'm such a New Yorker that I didn't even notice the trash until you one day were like, there's so much trash everywhere as we were walking around the streets. And now I look at it, I'm like, there's trash everywhere, especially on trash day. It's just all the sidewalk, all everywhere. It's just out there. You know, it doesn't matter how much you spend on your apartment. You can spend $15,000 a month in your apartment. The second you come outside, big pile of trash right there.
Your place could be worth $50 million. It's still going to have $30 million. Tall trash.
Yeah, and I'll never forget this.
A skyscraper to take you 45 minutes to get from the lobby to your spot as people get on and off the elevator. And then the valet parking your car a half a mile away.
You can be the toughest dude in the world. Jail sentences, tatted up, mean, real thug, like scary, like real, like not the fake, like real thug. But if a rat climbs up your leg, you're gonna scream just like everybody else does. You're gonna scream just like everybody else does. I'll never forget, I was hanging out with Uncle Mike, you know my guy Mike. We were right outside West 4th where the cage is, and there was one of those trash cans of a rat jumped off the trash can, parkour style, landed on his leg and then jumped off his leg. The scream that he let out, like, listen, you can't be tough. There is no tough guy when a rat jumps on your leg. There's no such thing. We all just revert back to just terror, just pure terror and just scared terror, fear, scream. There's no tough guy. Find me the guy that a rat jumps on their leg and they're just like brush it off like it's nothing. Find me that person. They don't exist.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, one more thing I have to mention. Special guest on Thursday. I'm not going to tell you who that is. But we got special guest on Thursday. And we'll make sure that we do exclusive content with our guest on the podcast because we get the people what they want. We'll be back on Thursday. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.